This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more, this is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
This half hour brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket, imports domestics microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and out every day. Six great flavors of slushies, pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, indeed second to none. We get the show rolling today with a person I consider to be the best in the business, and thank you for all the kind words you have said this season. I appreciate that. Brad Nessler. Brad, welcome.
Hey, Steve. Seems like I've seen you and Jack more than I've seen my wife this year. I don't know.
That's not good, Brad. That's not a good thing.
How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great because I said to my wife on Friday, hey, by the way, I said, basketball Thursday, basketball Tuesday next week. I said, I've got the weekend off. Oh, great. I came home from the game Saturday. I said, there's been a change in plans.
Well, you know, you probably would have been maybe better off if you had the weekend off and then just sit back and get a nice home game as a 5 seed or whatever. But the way it is, I think this is pretty cool. You know, we got number one against number three, so we'll take it, right?
So and you and I both know the difference of seeing somebody in person. To me, it makes all the difference in terms of perception of a team. I haven't seen Oregon in person, but you have. When you've seen them, what strikes you about them?
I think the biggest thing that would strike people that haven't watched them, because I think you think of Oregon and you think of 50 different uniforms and all kinds of offense and everything, I think you'd be surprised at their offensive and defensive lines and how good their defense is. They're still kind of unnoticed. Somebody said to me yesterday, are they the most unmistakable number one team, or are they most unremarkable number one team that nobody knows anything about? And I would say the latter, you know. They've just kind of been laying in the weeds, which ducks do, as we know, you know, just sitting out there in the pond in Eugene. And I think they're under the radar for being a number one team in the country, because I don't know that people have seen them enough. Ohio State people know that they're going to see Penn State, and they're going to see Michigan, and they're going to see their Nittany Lions, and you know, all of that. But just being new to the conference and coming in, you know, from the West Coast, I think everybody still has the perception, West Coast, you know, flash and dash, a lot of offense, a lot of speed, and no defense, and offensive defensive lines aren't physical. That would be the thing that would stand out, I think, is that's what Dan Lanning's built in his 3 years, is he knew coming from the SEC and going to the Big Ten, got to be physical every week and have to have depth on both lines. And he's put a pretty nice team together.
Yeah, because I told people when they'd asked me about the matchup, I said, look, you're going to have four of the better defensive ends in the country on the same field at the same time. Because, I mean, I see what you see, at least on video. Like, those defensive ends can flat-out play for that team.
Yeah, and, you know, their two tackles, their left tackle, Connerly, is first-team All-Big Ten, and their right tackle is second-team All-Big Ten. And so that matchup with Dennis Sutton and Abdul, that's going to be so much fun to watch. I know that we're going to be zoomed in on that, and we'll probably do a little more pit framing, you know, just because watching those guys is going to be as much fun as watching the skill position guys.
Well, the running joke I've had with people around here with having you on the show, I said the play-by-play announcer that's seen Penn State the most has been me. Number two is Brad. So when you have seen Penn State, pro and con, what has stuck out to you?
I don't have a lot of cons, I don't think. The Minnesota game was, I think, one you had to gut out a little bit, and you also had to surprise some people, and the fake punt to put that in the hands of a freshman, I mean, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, had it not worked, it would have been, James would have been the dumbest guy in the world, but – It worked, and so that was guts. You know, the resiliency of probably the fourth down drive against USC when you had to have it. You know, fourth downs on that winning drive. So, and to get it and win it in overtime. And then, you know, I've just seen you blow people away. So, I mean, there's two kind of ways to look at it. And then there's my guy that definitely is on my Heisman list, and I vote, and I don't say who I vote for eventually, but
right.
I hope he makes it to New York, is Tyler Warren. I think he's the best football player in the country, and the best football player, period. He's not the fastest. He's not the biggest. He's not the flashiest. That's Travis Hunter, and that's some of the other guys. But if I was drafting somebody and I was in the market for a tight end slash H-back slash do-everything, I'd pick him first. So, you know, watching him play, and every time I've had you guys, you know, you and I have said that out in the behind the booth. I can actually tell people it's probably in the bathroom, but anyway, you said what's with Tyler Warren? Every time CBS has him, he goes off, and you know, he's just been fun to watch.
Yeah, he has been fun to watch. And look, Hunter has the distinction. Look, he's playing like 105 plays a game, offense, defense. I understand that. Have you seen a player on offense used in so many different spots as Warren over your recent time?
No, never. I don't think it's ever. You know, it was probably done in two-way football. You know, when you could have been a guard, and they might have put you at fullback, and they needed an extra tight end. You know, back in the day, but nothing with the versatility of what, you know, Andy's done with him. And I mean, the all-timers, the USC, you know, playing center, the double pass. I'll never forget that play, and neither will you, and you called it beautifully, by the way.
So did you.
But just the kind of versatility that he has, and I mean, he plays them all well. And, you know, the coaches say, you should see him throw in practice. I said, I've seen his two or three passes. They're not that great, but he was a quarterback back in the day. So, I mean, I'm talking about a guy that can do everything.
Yeah, no question. Dylan Gabriel is making his 500th consecutive start. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be honest, all the games I've done, I've never seen a guy with 147 career touchdown passes until this guy. When you look at him, what makes him just a cut above as a college quarterback to you?
You know, he's seen it all, being at three different schools, three different systems. They're similar, but he doesn't get rattled. And when you meet the kid in person, you know, he doesn't get overly excited. There's a smile there and all that, but he's really level-headed and down-to-earth. And, you know, he still drives a minivan. I mean, I don't know how much money he's making with NIL, but he's driving around in a minivan. He says, well, I'd get more linemen in there to take him to dinner. So, I mean, he's just really solid, doesn't make a lot of mistakes. He's really accurate. When he has to move around in the pocket, he can. He does more with his legs than people give him credit for. Like you said, he's really a college quarterback. When you look at him, you go, I don't know, at the next level. But then, you know, you go, well, who's he built like? And he's built a little like Tua, and it's not because he's left-handed. He's just really big in the butt and the legs. He's not a slight guy at all. He's short, but he's not small, let's put it that way. And he can make every throw, and I don't know, he knows where his guys are at all times, and he knows where his checkdowns are, and he doesn't make a lot of mistakes. The few I've seen him make, he comes right back from that mistake, and all of a sudden he's got, you know, three touchdown passes and one on the ground.
When Gary and you have looked at Drew, what has been the prevailing feeling about his game at this point?
Well, man, he's improved so much. I mean, not just completion percentage and all of that, but I think his command of the offense, I think what, you know, Kotelnicki's done with him and getting the ball down the field better. You know, Penn State's receivers, are they elite? No. Are they good? Yeah. They're really good. They get overshadowed. I asked James, I said, you know, you want more production out of your wide receivers. Are you not getting that because Tyler Warren gets all the sugar? And he said, no. And, you know, he keeps saying, I want more out of the wide receivers. Then you look around and you go, well, they're doing pretty dang good. You know, there's four or five of them, and Drew knows how to spread it around. And, you know, his for pass completion yardage, you know, has gone up, as you know, like 3 yards compared to a year ago. So he doesn't look like the same check down swing pass guy that we saw a lot last year. At least that's what I thought when I saw you guys in person.
Yeah, no, it's the poise. I mean, you and I both know the touchdown pass to Singleton that tied the game up in the Coliseum was the fourth read. You know, the play that you called so beautifully at the end with Warren, that was supposed to go to Singleton. I don't know if he makes that play a year ago, you know, in that situation. I just think he's just been a far more poised and controlled quarterback, Brad.
Yeah, and, you know, talking to him and Jenny talking to him after the game, that just kind of a big young guy and kind of shy and all that, he's a different dude, you know. There's more fire, there's more leadership. More everything that you expect a guy that's more mature and been around the system long enough to know what's going on.
Now, look, you did a lot of games in the SEC, so there are always a lot of big games. Now, in this scenario with the Big Ten in particular, what is the 12-team playoff, in your opinion, meant to what we saw in November in terms of the perception of how big games happen to be?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing, Steve, is that it kept everybody's interest. And everybody's going to be interested until what time are we going to be done on about 11:30 on Saturday night? Everybody's going to be glued to all the championship games because there's still movement to be made with who's going to the playoff, where you're seated in the playoff. So from that standpoint, I think it's made, you know, everybody thought the regular season wouldn't matter. The regular season mattered, and it's mattering, you know, right through tomorrow and Saturday and up until the selection thing on Sunday. So I think it's been good from that standpoint. There's going to be a lot of griping, you know, from who didn't get in and who got too many in and all that. But, you know, we knew that was coming. And even if they go to 16 in a couple of years or 14, that's still going to happen. Mm-hmm. It's just like the NCAA tournament. Well, it's going to have a bubble that bursts somewhere and somebody's going to have hard feelings that they should have been in there and that some other conference got too much and one conference didn't get enough. So, but anyway, you know, it's kept everybody's attention all the way through.
I do have to ask you, because I never saw Indiana in person this year. You saw them. You know,
yeah.
They ended up 11-1. How good is that football team?
I don't think I'd want to play them. Depending on where they play, I don't think I'd want to play them in the playoff because I think everybody thinks they had a super soft schedule and their schedule was not great. But, you know, those schedules, a lot of that stuff's done 8 years ago. So, you know, whoever they put in front of them, with the exception of Ohio State, they knocked them off. And some of them they blew out. You know, they're beating people by 35 points and stuff. And
yeah.
I don't care who you're playing, Sisters of the Poor, you start beating people by 4 and 5 touchdowns, you're pretty good. And, you know, they've got a couple guys on their defensive line that I would want to play for me. And their quarterback is savvy. And, you know, good backs, receivers are decent. You know, I don't know if Gert can do that whole thing again. He's not going to have 13 guys he can bring from James Madison next time, but yeah. I think he'll recruit, as everybody will, differently from here on out. You know, they'll take half recruits and the other half transfers and portal guys and try to blend it together like he's blended together. You got to give him credit. I don't care how many guys he got that came with him, James Madison. You know, they were all good players, and he's made them better players at a higher level. So, you know, their first drive against Ohio State in that game, they took it right down the field. I was like, wow, this is going to be an awesome game.
Yep.
And then they had a screw-up on punt on special teams, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden they were, you know, behind the eight ball the rest of the game, and they couldn't get out of their own way. So I think they could have played Ohio State better and kept that a two-score game, and people would look at it and go, yeah, they're pretty good. But just because they got blown out, everybody thinks they're not.
Finally, Brad, you know, you've got 1-3 on Saturday night. Any themes that you want to tell us that you guys want to hit, at least to start the game out?
No, I think we'll just beat that to death. We got number one against number three, and we got the newcomer against the oldcomers. Although it's not a Penn State not being an original Big Ten team, but they've been around a long time in the Big Ten. And so, you know, this is what people ask for, coast-to-coast conference. And we got one side playing the other side. That should be a blast.
And it will be, and I can't wait to see you on Saturday night, my friend. Thanks so much for the valuable time today. I really appreciate it.
You got it, Steve. I'll see you on Saturday, buddy.
The great Brad Nessler. You don't have to look far when you're saying who's the best in the business. He's right there. So great to have him on the show today. Got a lot going on. And, of course, the game will be, I think the game kicks at, like, I think somebody said 8:12, something like that, on Saturday night. Well, I said, when you floated the duck down the river, I guess we should have taken note of it that you expected to come back. We will come back with more in a moment. Great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing. They can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could chop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.